Greetings, this is Reverend Juliet Nightingale, and welcome to this transmission of Toward the Light, Leading Back to the Source. This is a program centered on near-death, out-of-body, and similar spiritually transformative experiences and related topics, including what people should know about the dying process, the many facets of after-death communications, living interdimensionally and being multisensory, intuition and telepathy, and more. We feature special guests who are both experiencers and researchers, and you're welcome to call in to ask questions or make comments during the show. And we've got a couple of different telephone numbers for you. In the USA, you can ring 877-876-5227. In Canada, you can ring 888-810-8322. And otherwise, you can ring 530-876-3222. We did have a guest scheduled this evening, but apparently she is not available for some reason. We're having some difficulties, so I am just going to natter this evening on my own. And actually what I would like to do is talk about the fact that a lot of people are really concerned. There are two issues. I've been getting a lot of emails lately about the fact that a number of young people and older people alike are suicidal, or they want their life to end. They are also afraid of death. And so they have been sending emails asking me, what will happen if I commit suicide? What will happen once I reach the other side? What happens after death? First of all, what I want to say is that I would never, ever encourage one to commit suicide under any circumstances, regardless of how difficult your situation may be. Now, I will say this has been a very, very difficult year for a lot of people. People are really at the edge right now. So a lot of people are very frightened. They're uncertain about what is going to happen to them, so they want out. I received an email from a youth back in England, where I'm from, telling me that he wanted to commit suicide. I said, please don't. Here is my understanding of what happens when someone commits suicide. It is very much like dropping out of school or dropping out of a class. If you drop out of a class or drop out of school, what happens is that you are going to have to go back to the beginning of the class and start again at the beginning. So, if you take your physical life and terminate it, you are going to have to start over from the very beginning of the life that you had terminated. There's no condemnation, because God is only love. So there's not going to be any he-god sitting on a throne condemning you to hell because you have committed suicide. But you are going to have to go back to the beginning of the class, as I said, and start over, which is not really a fun idea to me. So what we need to do is to do our very best with what we are dealing with now, and also have faith and remember that God is love. God is only love. And love is everywhere, even though in our ego perception on the physical plane, we can't always perceive that love surrounding us. The guest I was going to have tonight is Nancy Clark, and bless her, we were not able to get hold of her. But what happened with her is something quite tremendous, because she had a powerful, spiritually transformative experience. It was so very identical in essence to a near-death experience, except she wasn't even ill. She wasn't on the verge of death at all. She went into the light, and she experienced this unconditional love surrounding her at all times, and she felt so completely loved, so completely embraced and accepted exactly as she is. The interesting thing is, and if you've listened to past shows that I've had and listening to my guests speak and sharing their testimonies, they have all talked about this unconditional love surrounding them, whether they had a near-death experience, an out-of-body experience, or a spiritually transformative experience. So no matter what, that divine love is surrounding us at all times, and that is what is real. But we are in a process of learning, of developing, of growing, of healing, of evolving. That's what being on the physical plane is all about. Being on the physical plane, we are vibrating at a lower frequency because that is what enables us to function on the physical plane and to have the experiences that are special to being on the physical plane. It's a huge laboratory, as it were. It's an opportunity for discovery, for research, for finding out what works versus what doesn't work. So we go through a lot of experiences and discover what doesn't work. And it's not that something is good or bad, right or wrong, or what have you. It is really about what works versus what doesn't work. So we're constantly in a process of discovery and renewal. It is a difficult time being on the physical plane, especially right now, because there is a huge quickening taking place. The old way of thinking, the old way of living, the old paradigm is being dissolved. So what that means is that there's a lot of upheaval. Everything is being tossed to and fro. We are all having to make radical changes and adjustments, but especially in our thinking. So again, people are frightened. What the heck am I going to do? What is going to happen to me? That sort of thing. We need to really focus on the fact that love is real and is with us at all times. We are never alone. There is always our guides with us, the angels, even deceased friends and loved ones who have been on the physical plane before us, they are looking after us. And then, of course, there is the light source, or God, Allah, whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the pure essence of this is love, unconditional love that embraces us at all times. We need to be on the physical plane in order to really get a sense of who we really are and getting to a place where we can know in no uncertain terms that we are divine at our core. Our nature is really sacred and divine. We are part of the light source. We can never, ever be separated from the light source. We are a ray of light emanating from the light source itself. We can always be in communion with that light source, but we need to reach out and we need to accept that we are not alone and that we are not separate from that light source. The sense of separation comes from a feeling of duality. That started from fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. What that does is putting blindness on our eyes and making us think that we are separate from God and separate from one another. But the fact is we are all one, and I'm sure all of you have heard this before. It's not just a cliche, and unfortunately a lot of these wonderful words of wisdom have been diluted and watered down by a number of people who don't really understand the depth of what this really means. But you are sacred no matter what you have experienced in your life. You are holy. You are pure essence of divine light. But again, we are blinded to this fact by the fact that we walk the earth plane. We are inhabiting an earth suit, as it were. When we cross over, the only thing that we lose is our body. Nothing else. Nothing else is lost whatsoever. Your consciousness remains intact. Your identity remains intact. Your selfhood, your feelings. On the other side, you can play, you can laugh, you can make merry. You can create anything you want just with a thought. And it is quite remarkable. I remember being on the other side, and I have been there a few times, that just with a thought, I could create something that I was, whatever I was thinking about, all of a sudden, it was manifest. If I was thinking about someone, I would see that being. If I was thinking about a place, all of a sudden, I was there. So really, we've got a lot more freedom when we're on the other side. But again, please don't try to terminate your life so that you can get to the other side, because it's so much more beautiful and lovely and loving there. Because until we have completed the lessons that we need to learn on this plane, we need to hang in there, and we need to do our work, and we need to grow. It's important also to meditate, to pray, and to listen, to take time to listen and to not allow ourselves to be distracted. Switch off the television. You don't need to be watching that and listening to all the lies that are on there, because that's only going to put more fear into your thinking. And that's really, really not going to help you in any way whatsoever. And I had an email from someone, actually it was just a day or so ago, telling me that he wasn't certain that there was a God. One moment he heard a voice saying, "I am God," and then another time he heard a voice saying, "There is no God." Well, something has got to create all of this magnificent beauty that is all around us. There is perfect order to everything, even though we do not realize in the moment. It is the ego that is out of touch. It is not you and your divine essence and nature that is out of touch. Your soul is always aware. And when you listen to your soul is guiding you and leading you to the wisdom that is going to help you make appropriate and right decisions in your life path as you are walking on the physical plane. And I will admit that so many times I'm asking Scotty to beam me up. Of course I would like to go back to the other side, because it is so wonderful there. I miss that very obvious connection that I had with the light source. I could see the light source, I could feel the light source, I could hear the music emanating from the light source. It is so beautiful and so profound. And all of us who have been through these experiences, we never want to come back to the physical plane when we're on the other side. Oh, it's just so glorious. How would we want to come back to the physical plane? And yet, there are some wonderful things that are going on here too. And we are here to actually make this world a paradise. I'm sure you have heard the term, as above, so below. This is really what is being implemented now, even though we can't see it at the moment. What is happening is that we are having to experience all of this negativity, the violence, the fear, the hostility, the ignorance, the bad attitudes, all of that, because by going through all of these painful and negative experiences, it is very much like a process of elimination. It is showing us what does not work. So we go, aha, okay, that's not going to work. Next, let's move on. Let's try something else. And ultimately, we are going to tap in to what is really, really working, what is going to enable us to move forward and to have that deep communion with the divine source. Because you can have that without being on the verge of death. You can just be playing with your garden, doing some gardening. You could be painting a picture. You could be doing photography. You could be singing or playing music, which is what I do. And I tell you, I become very euphoric and I feel so close to the light source when I'm doing my music. And also when I'm painting, although I haven't painted in quite a long time. But when I'm doing something creative or taking a walk or if I'm swimming in the ocean, I feel such love enveloping me. When I'm looking in the sky and I see the clouds moving about, I feel like they're talking to me. And they're very, very beautiful. I was talking to this sunset the other night and thanking it for all of its tremendous beauty. There is tremendous beauty in this world. And if we can just remember the source of all that is divine love. And this is giving us an opportunity to really sort of play around in the laboratory and to find out what really is going to work for us. And tremendous discovery takes place when we are exploring things, when we are researching things, and when we are being creative. A lot of times when I've been in creative endeavors, I have found that through accidents that I've had, I've ended up creating something far more beautiful than I would have done if I had not had this, what I refer to as a happy accident. So I really want to encourage you here to be patient and to have faith and to not give up. Because again, if you do try to terminate your life, you will regret it, because it just means that you're going to have to go back to the beginning of the class and start all over. Dropping out isn't going to work. And again, I realize that it is very hard for you when you are struggling so much, when you are frightened, when you are feeling alone, when you are feeling desperate and what have you. We're all going through stuff right now with this year. There's a lot going on astrologically, a lot of very intense aspects going on that are really forcing us, pushing us to work hard and to change. That is the bottom line right now, is that we are being made to change. What is this change that we need to do? We need to get out of identifying with the ego. What is written on a piece of paper, that is not who we are. What somebody else told us, that is not who we are. What your mom and dad told you, that is not who you are. You are divine in nature. You are divine at your core. You are a part of the light source. If you were to say, I am God, you would be making an accurate statement. You are a part of that light source. So what is going on right now is all of these crazy, topsy-turvy experiences that are pushing you into remembering who you are. So the old paradigm that we have known in our lives is being dissolved. None of that is real. None of it works. And so we are being pushed into a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of thinking, a whole new way of living, a whole new way of interacting with one another. When you look at somebody who seems to be such a mean-spirited so-and-so, you need to realize that that being is also divine in his or her essence. What you're seeing manifesting is an act of ignorance out of ego, because when we incarnate into the physical plane, amnesia is imposed on us. The reason that is imposed on us is because we need to go through this process of discovery, learning, and becoming more familiar with who we really are, and also setting that as an example. So regardless of people's behavior, we don't have to like their behavior or approve of it, but it's very important to love everyone, regardless of their behavior, because love is what is going to heal. Not only the individual who is being really, really cruel and mean-spirited, but also that love is going to help you to heal and to remember your own divine nature. Now again, a lot of people have asked me, what happens when we die? I wrote an article called The Dying Process from an Experiencer's Perspective. When I was dying of cancer back in the 70s, what happened to me was that I actually started ebbing away from this dimension. Now I want to iterate, and I'm sure a lot of you already know this, that there are many dimensions. We actually live in a multiverse. We don't just live in a universe or in one dimension. The physical plane is a third dimension, which vibrates at a very low vibrational frequency. The fourth dimension vibrates at a higher frequency. The fifth dimension vibrates at an even higher frequency than that. As you go up into the different dimensions, they all vibrate at a higher frequency. So it's very much like a radio and moving to different radio stations. When you are at one radio station and listening to that, and you're tuning into a certain radio station, you hear it and it's coming through loud and clear. When you move to a different radio station, you're tuning into a different program, different radio station, but the radio station you just left behind is not ceasing to broadcast. You're just on a different frequency now, so you're no longer hearing that other radio station. Crossing over is very much the same thing. You are simply switching from one frequency to another. You're switching to a higher frequency. In fact, when you die, you get a lot more energy happening. You get a lot more freedom of mobility. You get a lot more insight. And again, just with a thought, you are able to create things instantaneously. So getting back to this process of getting ready to cross over, I was in a state where I started to ebb away from the third dimension and move into other dimensions. So what was happening is that I was toggling between different dimensions. I could still experience the physical plane, but the physical plane became more translucent. In other words, it wasn't solid to me anymore when I was looking at it. And then I was able to see things on other dimensions, experiencing other beings. And what was interesting too is that something on a printed page no longer meant anything to me, because my consciousness was actually operating on a different plane at this point. I saw color very clearly. I saw a lot of beautiful things when I was toggling back and forth, and I refer to this as the twilight stage. If you visit someone who's in hospice or who's terminally ill in hospital, you may have observed someone seeing things or seeing someone in the room that you were not able to see. That person is just like what I was describing. in the twilight stage, toggling between the different dimensions, very clearly able to see and communicate, mostly with loved ones. Someone comes forth to greet them and to help prepare them to cross over. So it is very peaceful, a very loving experience. Most people, when they're on the threshold of crossing over, do become very peaceful because they know that they've got a lot to look forward to, that there's nothing to be afraid of, that they are going to continue. So I do want to emphasize the fact that these people haven't lost their minds. They're not dealing with dementia. In fact, they can still carry on a conversation with you. If you talk to them, ask them questions, they can turn to you, acknowledge your question, answer you, and then talk to their friend on the other side simultaneously. If somebody is having a hallucination, they are not able to do that. It is very, very different from having a hallucination. A lot of times when people are very, very ill, they will go through this sort of twilight stage anyway, even if they're not about to cross over. So bear that in mind too, that a lot of times when people are very, very ill, they will tend to kind of pull away from the physical plane. They have very lucid dreams and visions, and perhaps you've had this kind of experience as well. This leads me to speak about also the fact of people who have had spiritually transformative experiences without being anywhere near death. They're perfectly healthy. In fact, this happens to me all the time. I could just be sitting at my desk and all of a sudden I'm transported to another realm. I'm with the light source. I feel that love enveloping me. I feel the complete oneness with all that is and with everybody. The interesting thing too is that I feel no sense of anger or fear or thinking, oh, that's a nasty person, that one. No, what I experience is that that person is also a part of the divine source. And that person is also in a process of tremendous discovery. So it is really important, despite how mean-spirited somebody may appear to be, and mind you, that is only on the physical plane, that is only the ego that is operating that way. The soul of that being is not evil. The soul of that being is not dark. But that being chose to go through this experience on the physical plane, not only for his or her own source of evolution, of growing, of discovery, of having to heal, but also providing an opportunity for other people to heal. Because when people are mean to us, it really is a gift. And I'm going to give you an example about this. Something happened recently where I said something and a few people became very, very angry with me. And actually they took it out of context and it was quite silly and I just thought, oh dear, well, these people were just really having a knee-jerk reaction without even thinking about what they were saying. But what this did for me was enable me to detach and let go, because I am having to make a change in my life as well. If this had not happened, I would have still been very, very attached to this group, to this place, to this situation. And Spirit's been trying to tell me, you need to let go and move on because you have got something else to do. Call me a cosmic missionary. Spirit sends me where it wants to and I've got to cooperate with that. So even when somebody is unkind to us, instead of just having an automatic knee-jerk reaction and thinking, oh, how horrible that person is, try to see what the bigger message is in that experience. What is spirit trying to tell you through that experience? And bless that person who's being mean and unkind, because it is all serving for our growth. Believe it or not, again, it is also showing us what doesn't work. And so when we do this process of elimination and realize what doesn't work, we can find out what does work. More and more people are starting to align with the divine source, because again, we are divine in us, in our essence, at our core, and we are all moving back towards the light. That's why I call my organization Toward the Light, because that is a constant reminder to all of us where each and every one of us is going. No one is not going toward the light. Everyone, without exception, is going to return toward the light. That's where we came from. We are light. We are pure light. We are just in a place on the physical plane where we don't remember that. Now here's an example. I've been in a number of comas. When I came out of the coma, I couldn't remember anything. I didn't know my name. I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to walk. I was literally like a baby, and I had to relearn all of these things all over again. PMH Atwater was talking about the same thing when she had her near-death experiences. She had to learn how to walk, how to talk, how to maneuver in the physical plane all over again, even though she was a full adult. So it is very much like that, being on the physical plane. It is really like being babies and having this amnesia and ignorance and not really knowing who we are and being in a process of discovery about who we really are. And by, we're going to come to realize, wow, we are pure love. We are beautiful beings. We are light, and we are going to return to the light. But we've got to honor our assignments, because our soul, when we are on the other side, before we incarnate again, we are negotiating with the light source and with other guides, very, very deeply evolved beings who are no longer having to incarnate on the physical plane at all. It's sort of like a conference, and we're all deciding, and I'm talking about on a soul level now, because this isn't coming from ego. The ego isn't even there yet. This is still the soul operating on the other side, deciding what kind of body and what kind of life path the soul is going to go through for its best good, for its best growth, and for renewal. So sometimes we may pick a body that is disabled, we may choose to be poor, or we may choose to be gay, or we may choose to be a mean-spirited so-and-so who is going to be genocidal and really violent, because that too is going to be a great source of learning, not only for the soul that is incarnating and taking on that position, but also for the souls that are going to be encountering that individual. This brings me to the thought about all of the very, very heavy things that are going on in our world right now. The so-called terrorism, all the violence, all the war, everything else. It is very, very upsetting. But at the same time, what this is going to show us is that no matter what, the light is going to prevail in the end. That's why I always say only love prevails, because these dark forces, as ugly and as scary as they are, they cannot and they will not triumph. they cannot destroy us. Nothing can really destroy you. Only your body can be destroyed, but what the heck? You can always get a new one. If you want a new body, you can get a new one. So again, the only thing that is lost when we cross over is our body. The interesting thing about this is a lot of people, when they have near-death experiences, and this is true for me as well, I had no idea I was dead. I lost my vital signs. I totally flatlined. All the machinery just went zzzz. There was no heartbeat, no brain waves, nothing. My body was dead. I was clinically dead. Yet here I was, going about having a wonderful time, hanging out with the light source, hanging out with wonderful beings, being very creative, and feeling utter bliss. And I do mean bliss. I'm not just using a cute word here. I felt this bliss and unconditional love. And really, it's ineffable. It can't be described. There are no words to describe this kind of experience. But the interesting thing was, I had no sense of being dead. It was only really after I came back into the physical plane that I found out that I had died. And I said, oh wow, this is really interesting. Because death is an afterthought, if it even exists at all. And the whole point of all of this work that I'm doing is to help people overcome their fear of death. So a lot of questions that have been coming to me is there a God? What happens when we die? And is it just going to be a void? And we do not lose our identity at all. It is so beautiful to be on the other side. Now, I don't want to encourage you to try to attempt suicide, because again, that is not going to work. We will be sent back to the beginning of the class. So it is very important to work with the divine source, to pray really, really hard, and to do our best to hang in there. Even if we can't see what is going to come to us, we do need to live in faith moment by moment. And I admit I'm struggling with this too right now. This is a very intense and difficult time for all of us. But when we try to, when we pull away from trying to impose our own agenda, and this is another really interesting point that I need to make here, because we feel like we've got to do this or we've got to do that, because that's how we were trained. We need to make plans. We need to be responsible. We need to be logical. Well, we don't necessarily need to be logical or make plans, because as John Lennon said, life happens whilst we're busy making plans. So it is very important right now to be open, to be wide open, because you never know what is going to happen in the next minute, in the next hour, in the next day, in the next week. There's a lot of changes going on right now. We are entering into a new paradigm. And it is also very important to listen to the voice within you. And that's what I was going to talk to Dear Nancy about this evening. And I'm so sorry we couldn't get a hold of her. But not to fail, we will reschedule. She's a wonderful person. And her book, and I am going to talk about it because she was scheduled to be our guest. Her book is called Hear His Voice. Now, she is referring to God as a he, because a lot of people refer to God as a he. God is not a male. God is not a female. It's just pure light, pure love. But the book is emphasizing the need to listen to the divine voice speaking to us. You don't need a mediator. You don't need a priest or a minister. Although I'm a minister, I'm pleased to help if you need it. But the fact is that because you are a part of God, you are a part of the light source yourself, you have got direct contact, a direct link to that light source. what you need to do is listen to that voice. So that's what her book is emphasizing. Hear his voice. And that voice comes to us in a myriad of ways. You can have an intuition. And here again, it's really important not to question your intuition, not to question yourself or think, oh, it's just my imagination. Imagination is really the way that spirit speaks to us, because when we are in our imaginative form, we are being very creative, we are being very open. Children are wonderful. They use their imaginations and they create so many wonderful things through their imagination. They dream, they make wishes, and we all need to make wishes, and we need to have the same convictions that we did when we were children, because we are putting energy into that wish and co-creating with the Creator to bring it about, to bring it into fruition, to bring it into manifestation. And this brings me to a point that I experienced during my big NDE when I died of colon cancer in 1976. Actually, it was Boxing Day of 75 that I lapsed into a coma. I was in a coma for 5 weeks and lost my vital signs on my birthday, which is 2nd February. So I died on my birthday. Now I can say I'm 30 years old and not be lying. But what is interesting is that when I was on the other side, the light source was asking me to help it, to determine the destinies of other people, to help create things with the light source. And I said, me? Little me? How? But what was interesting is I was reassured that everything would still work out exactly as it needed to, even if I fell short of being able to fulfill the commitment to do the work, whatever it was that Spirit was asking me to do. I felt exceedingly humbled. I wasn't thinking, oh, aren't I cool? Spirit has asked me to co-create with it. No, I just felt a profound responsibility and very, very humbled, and like I had to do something very, very special and put a lot of effort into it. But I was wondering, what is this about? Why is Spirit asking me to do this? Yes, I felt very special. Yes, I felt very loved. But what finally hit me was Spirit was showing me that we co-create with Spirit. We don't just sit here idle and the light source does it all. No, we work with the light source to bring things into manifestation. Whilst I was on the other side, that was very easy to do. As I said earlier, I could just think about something and now it would manifest. Wow, it was so tremendous. I could create a mountain or a tree or a mansion or a palace or a beautiful garden or lights or stars, whatever I wanted. So the power of our being is not to be underestimated. We've really got tremendous power at our source. So Spirit was showing me, you co-create with me. We all do this together. And it is more difficult to manifest things on the physical plane because of the fact that the physical plane, again, is a very low vibrational frequency. It is dense. It's like treading through mud or rock or trying to walk with cement boots on. It is very, very hard, but that just means that we need to continue putting energy into it, putting thought into it, and most importantly, putting love into it. So being on the other side, I was able to learn that we co-create with the Creator, that we are a part of that light source, never separate from the light source except through our own perception. basically that happens to the ego. The ego cannot perceive the oneness because unfortunately the ego is locked in fear. This is what we are working on, trying to break through and break out of now. And with all of this work, to prove to people that we are divine, that we do live forever, that we are eternal, and that we cannot be separated from the light source. That right there is going to bring a lot of peace of mind to all of us. And again, it's not hearsay. It's not something I'm theorizing. I'm saying this from experience. Yes, I've done a lot of research. I love to research and read and gain information any way I can do. But it's not the same as having experience. There are millions of people like myself who have crossed over and who have come back and are bearing basically the same message. Yes, all of our experiences are unique and very, very special. But what is so wonderful is that the message has been the same throughout. If you've listened to past shows, again, you've heard the testimonies from my previous guests about how they've always been enveloped in divine love. There is no question whatsoever about that. And there's no way to perceive feeling separate at all. That love is everywhere no matter what. And also, we judge ourselves. Again, there's no he-god sitting on a throne saying, whoops, you blew it, down you go. No, that doesn't happen either. Hell is something that we experience when we are locked in fear. So it is really, really important to work on overcoming fear. Again, fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Yes, we live in illusions. Yes, we are living in a hologram. That's what the physical plane is. It is a hologram. It is nothing but a projection. And it looks very real. When you look at holographic images, you feel like you could reach out and touch them. They appear that real. And when I've given talks in the past, I have told people, well, the verdict has been handed down. You have been sentenced to eternal life. Because indeed, you are eternal. And you do live forever. The only thing that you will lose is your physical body. So when we realize that the physical plane is basically just a laboratory, a place for learning, a place for discovery, a place for growth, and that you are divine in your nature, this is not the end. This is just a part of a myriad of experiences and directions that you live on simultaneously. So I hope that this has been a source of inspiration that will help bring you peace of mind. It is really, really wonderful to share with all of you. And I welcome you to visit my website, towardthelight.org. I am available for psychic readings, Reiki sessions, and other services. Again, www.towardthelight.org. And I look forward to hearing from you at any time. Please do remember that only love prevails. Blessings to all of you. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.